You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got people emailing me about, I didn't know this, prisoners aren't allowed to email each other or text each other or be pen pals with other prisoners because when they do, they usually call hits out.
Those are bad collabs.
Yeah, so evidently that's my idea of just letting them write to each other is a bad idea. By the way, this guy says, you're worried about her credit score. If she's been in prison for 7 years, most of those charges are dropped off and her credit should be good again. Well, that's true. If you get her in there for a long-termer. And other people are like, we should start a letter writing campaign for Larry.
That's not a bad idea.
Pretend Larry killed someone. There's an actual word for women falling in love. It happens so often, it got its own word. I can't remember what it is now. It's hybristophilia. And that's when you have an attraction to people who have committed a gruesome crime. It's got a word. It's not just one person's crazy thing. There's so many of them that's like, yeah, that's a thing. People have a thing for it. Brett, start here and see if you can get through this. I'm not sure you can get through this letter here. Hang on a second. Let me get my news music. Don't read it. Don't pre-read it. See if Brett can get through this. I think this one's going to be easier on you. I think you should be able to do this.
I'd float right over it.
Where's my news music? I used to have tons of it. Where'd it go? Ah, come on. My NBC news bed's missing. There it is. All right, here we go. Ready? All right.
And now, with the news, Mr. Brett Fessler.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Here we go. A woman was banned from using Uber's rideshare and food delivery service because they deemed her name offensive. Despite being common in some countries, for millions of people around the world, the word swastika is associated with the horrors of World War II.
Be a good news person.
I am. But for swastika Chandra, it's important.
All right, that's it. He's fired it down.
That's the longest one
yet. It was pretty good, though.
It took a while to get to it.
Her name is Swastika Chandra, and Uber won't deliver her food.
It would have been wiped out if it opened up.
What do you mean?
Swastika Chandra got pulled over.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, if he said, somebody, Swastika Chandra has a beef with Uber, you'd have died laughing. Yeah, they built it. Like, you had to build to it. Her name is Swastika Chandra.
Ugh.
And she's fighting Uber because Uber caved. She's fighting Uber because they won't deliver her food because her name's on a list of, like, we're not playing around. If you're going to write, you know, dirty words down as your name, we're not doing it. And she's like, no, swastikas were a good thing in Sanskrit for thousands of years before Hitler. Well, that got wrecked. Sorry. Can't have it. You guys did a poor job of marketing. And the Nazis did a great job of marketing. It now means something else. No more. If you have to bring the word Sanskrit into your argument, you're out. You're done. It's over. It's over.
The Nazis had a better agency working for them.
Tons. The better uniforms, better color scheme. You guys going out and screaming, this used to be ours. Well, it's not anymore. The homo F word used to be a bundle of sticks. Not anymore. You can't even point to a bundle of sticks and say, hey, that's a good over there. I'm going to bring those over and start a fire. It's like, what? Somehow or another, the Brits still get away with the cigarette.
Those are too thick.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like those. I like the skinny. The more AIDS-y wood, if you will. Anyway. Yeah, Swastika Chandra can't have Uber Eats.
Wow.
So she's like, she couldn't figure it out. She'd order Uber Eats and they'd decline her order all the time. She's like, bah, 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 barking and barking and yelling about how her... Change your goddamn name, swastika. Here's the thing. I'm sure in some language, the N-word pops up, but doesn't mean that. And maybe, like, your name in like, I don't know if you're from Indonesia or Micronesia or something, and your language and your name is the N-word, and you come over to the United States and you try to hold on to that, you're not going to last long. It's just not it. I mean, it's bad enough that Arnold has to walk around with what he's got going on in his last name, and I'm surprised that hasn't been like an Uber Eats cancel.
Don't think I haven't laughed at that.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, when that first happened, the whole country looked at each other like, you guys heard it too, right? And they have the nerve to make Arnold go on TV and go, neighbor, neighbor. Like the guy even says his own name. It sounds offensive. But we let that one go because, you know, we understood. But you can't stick to that if you're not famous. You can't go wandering into job interviews and your first name is Swastika. Like, I'm not hiring you. That's just a hassle for me. I don't want to hear your argument about how it used to be Sanskrit peace. It
has to be constant.
You know how I know those people know they're wrong? Because their argument has the words used to be in it. They know they lost. Used to be means it's not anymore.
Yeah, but Swazi's really nice. I mean,
just change your name to you can't even keep the Z. Swala or something. Swala's not good. Yeah. You don't want her Swala.
Swazi.
And look at her. You wouldn't want that anyway.
No, yeah, I don't want the Swazi because that's too close. Swazi is. Why do they call you that? My real name's Swazi. Yeah. She's going to still say it. Swan. Something. Something not Swastika. You can't hold on to that. And we can't feel for her. Your name's Swastika. You want Uber Eats. You got to change your name to something else. That is not a hill to die on.
You can just call me SS.
Yeah, wouldn't that be worse if her last name started with an S? I'm Swastika Chandra. Just call me SS. Big Harry Potter fan? Yeah, I have a lightning bolt tattooed to my head. Oh, that's great, Swastika. Good move. In fact, I have one for each kid, so there's two right next to each other. I mean, okay, you're a genius. So she grew up in Fiji, and she says, it's not a controversial name and where I'm from. Well, you're not there anymore. You left Fiji. And now you're eating Uber Eats, and you got to change your name. Sorry. Yeah, she's in Australia.
I'm proud of my name.
It's not a United States issue. But yeah, don't be proud of your name.
No.
Stop it. You just don't be proud of your name anymore. You can't do it. And there's, you know, I get it. Buddhists and Sanskrit people who are trying to keep that alive want to argue with you. You're automatically out. Uber Eats has a policy that no one named Swastika can order food. You're the only one, by the way. So, change your name. My parents gave me this name, and I'm proud of it. She kept saying that in the article. I'm proud of my name. Why? Because it gets you attention. You're an attention whore. That's what you're proud of.
Meanwhile, get the order out to Shafid right away.
She said she got a pop-up on one of the Uber things on the payment stage that said your first name is in violation. You need to change your name on the app. How hard is it to just change your name on the Uber Eats app and just go on living your life as Swastika, except for when you order Uber Eats? So Uber Eats doesn't want to hear the word Swastika. That's their right.
They need to change.
She's like, I think a bit of education is needed. I'm very proud of my name. I believe in the good that comes with it, and I'm not changing it for anybody. Well, you need some education on the way people feel about swastikas. Here's when you lose me. The word ancient and the phrase used to be. If you're throwing the word ancient in to defend something horrible, you've lost already. It's over. Your battle has already been lost. I mean, imagine the Jews of Australia wandering around meeting people with swastikas all over. It's triggering. It's the old Bill Hicks joke. You wouldn't go into the Kennedy compound wearing a rifle pendant. You just know better. I love the guns. Love the guns. Thinking of JFK right here. And it's confusing because, you know, his argument there was Jesus had the cross. Do you think he wants to come back and see one of those ever again? But yet you guys wear them around like crazy. You don't wander into the Kennedy's house with a character and say, hey, thinking of your man. I wear it around my neck every day. It's not a good idea.
Technically the wrong cross.
Yeah, it's not even the right thing. But even still, the representation, once he finds out. What?
Stands out.
What do you guys celebrate down here?
What's with the tea?
Yeah, it's where you got hung up. We're pretty happy with that. Swastika over here has another argument. If your name's Swastika or the N-word's in it or, you know. Yeah, there's all sorts of them. You can't just change your name. You shouldn't be that proud of your name. Knock it off. And another thing we got to stop. We talked about it yesterday with the Caitlin Clark guy. He wrote his whole article yesterday in the Indianapolis Star, Daily Star, whatever the newspaper and website is, apologizing to Caitlin Clark for what he did, which just make her heart symbol back to her and say, if you do this to me, we're going to be friends. Now, he was called a predator. They've called for his job. Everybody wants him to die in Indianapolis. That's, you know, all these crazy people. And he wrote this gigantic article and basically became, you know, some guy emailed me yesterday and said, I'll never make fun of Toledo again because I've never seen a cuck worse than the dude in Indianapolis that just caved into the one. Instead of just saying, I didn't mean anything by it. I had no malicious intent. And you guys are making nothing. This is a thing that shouldn't be. But he caved in, apologized, said, I'm part of the problem. I have to be better. And all he did was be nice to a girl. That was it. He was nice to someone. Caitlin Clark never said she was upset. And so it bleeds over into another thing where a girl who her Instagram page is all just her with her little peace symbol up, doing poses, trying to look cute. She wants to be pretty. She's got her whole Instagram page based on her filtered pictures of how pretty she is, her cans are out. It's all about her looks. At her Starbucks, the guy wrote on her cup, Giselle, you're very pretty. She went online and said that it was akin to sexual assault. She can't believe someone would do this. She just started to flame the guy. Instead of just looking at him and going, I don't like that you wrote this. Please don't do that again. She didn't go to him. She said, I was harassed by the barista. I can't believe this happened. I can't even go to this coffee place anymore because I feel like I'm being lured at. And yet you go to her Instagram page and this chick is all about being lured at. She loves the attention for being cute. In fact, so much so she's got her own Instagram name for her cute pictures versus her everyday ones. She's Giselle there, but her actual name is Kenya. But she's got Giselle, her alter ego, the sexy one, who doesn't, but by the way, she hates being lured at. And all the guy was doing was coming on to her. He was taking a chance. He's taking a swing, saying, you know what? You're a very pretty lady. If calling a woman pretty is akin to sexual assault, gays?
You might have.
I think you figured it all out. I'm going in the back door. You look very pretty is sexual assault now?
Well, not from someone I don't want it from.
And again, it comes back to, we're not supposed to judge anybody on how they look, but if an ugly guy tells you you're pretty, he might lose his job. And this comes from an ugly man.
But what happens if a gay guy tells her she looks pretty? That's okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's kind of a double-edged sword at that point.
It has to be from the... It's not bad to say
there's
they're pretty.
Threat.
It just depends on who you are. And it's self-awareness. If you're ugly, you can't go writing things like that on somebody's coffee cup. If I were to write, you look very pretty, I'm probably going to lose my job. I can't.
But if Momoa walked in and wrote it on the cup.
I'm nervous about saying that to people.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Like the other day, there was a girl here. I'm not going to say who it is just so I don't get fired, but she had a Holmberg's morning sickness shirt on. And I said, my God, I've never realized how beautiful you are. Like joking about how great it is to have my face on a shirt. And I'm like, you've never looked better in your life. This is the prettiest you've ever been. Laugh, laugh, laugh. And then I'm like, uh-oh. In my mind,
what's
I was like,
that going to turn into?
This could have gone sideways if she didn't get the joke. She got it. I mean, I was not too worried about it. But it was funny to me to make the joke. And then I'm like, did I just imply? And my head started to spin. Did I just imply to her that on other days I don't think she's good looking at all? Without me, she's ugly. Did I just do that? Because that's not the case. But then I'm like, oh, boy. You never know. Frankly, I don't care.
You're better off saying that, you know what? I think you're ugly. Here's your drink.
Right. Nice try with the face today. Poof. Back in the barn. Yeah, you're better off just saying, you are disgusting to me visually. Here.
Well, this is not right.
Well, I, what do you want me to do? I find you completely
Why did you have to say anything?
I didn't.
That's why we got to have robot baristas.
That's exactly
won't
right.
Ever mess up.
Human interaction's becoming a problem when you find someone attractive. Wow. In the olden days, that used to... Watch the beginning of Harry... When Harry Met Sally. I watched the beginning of that a few days ago. Not knowing the Caitlin Clark thing was going to explode and a guy saying nice things to a girl. Not even hitting on her. I didn't even consider him hitting on her. Just being nice would be considered a rape. The beginning of When Harry Met Sally and all throughout, they have little vignettes of people and how they met. All of them are rape in 2024. All of them.
Oh, he was so persistent. I said no 100 times. He just kept asking.
Rape. 2024 rape. But back in that movie, it's all romance, and the guy just wouldn't give up. She was the one, and then the other
won
one,
her over.
And then the woman that she would, yeah, you'll win her over. She was like, I was the one is dating someone else. I was with another guy, and he just kept coming around. That's kind of a dick move on its own. But then, yeah. But today it's rape. It's rape. Everything about When Harry Met Sally was rape. It's a classic. All the movies that are classic romantic movies, rape. 2024 rape. He said, my God, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever met.
Well, that's rape.
What happened? I thought I saw this in a movie. No.
Rape, you're raping me. You're raping my space.
I am?
I don't find you attractive. You didn't know that. So when you told me I was attractive, that was rape because you're ugly.
Oh, Jesus. Don't take a chance, boys. You have to know you're handsome. Like, you have to be 9 out of 10. Can't tell people they're pretty anymore looking like me. For good God's sake, if I walked up to a woman I didn't know and said, you might be the prettiest woman I've ever met, I'd be in handcuffs. I'd be smashed up against a police car. What the hell, where do you get off? I don't know. I thought she was pretty. It's weird. It's a weird world. But the barista gave it a try.
You have beautiful earlobes.
That's creepy. Now, I would throw you up against the police car for that. Yeah. Don't. Just don't. They're too touchy.
You have a beautiful day.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't
just
I?
Just if it was...
Rape! I need an adult!
Well, I just told her to have a beautiful day.
What are you... No, but why are you judging the day's beauty?
Gotta stop. Gotta end somewhere. And you know where it's gonna end? And I think this is actually good. A few years ago, I was against it. My friend would argue, if we allow gays to get married... then what next? And we're not going to have kids, and the population won't continue to thrive. Well, maybe that's the right way to go. Maybe we just kind of breed out. Maybe the gays have it figured out. No more procreation is the future, and the only way to guarantee that is butts.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you got to go gay. Well, Dr. Lynn is there.
But again, then you got to start hitting on girls. And you can be vasectomized and still go to jail and lose your job.
Take my chances. I'm not riding around the chocolate LeBaron.
But the ironic part is you go to jail and you're going to be gay. It's just the worst. It's a cycle.
Did anything happen to this barista or the drink guy?
A lot of people came to his defense. So far, no.
I think he's...
So far, no. But how dare you go on Facebook and Instagram and put up cute pictures of yourself just for the heart emojis, or you look hot, or fire, or whatever else.
Do we have
and then when a guy finally says, my God, you're beautiful. And what's rare is that you get you're beautiful in person, because most of the time online you're beautiful because the computer made you beautiful. The filters helped out. People see you in person. It's gross. But he wrote it on his cup thinking, you know what? I'm going to take a chance at this one. I find her attractive. She's a beautiful girl. But you're a barista. You're not what she's after. You don't have any money.
I got to be honest with you. You're not as good as you are in your picture.
Yeah, write that on her cup. Senior website. Oof. Wouldn't recognize you with all those filters. Not good. 6 out of 10. That's what we should do. The barista should write 4 on your cup.
Oh, he thought I was a 4.
We should go overboard and immediately judge people.
We'll get competitive.
Yep, and then everybody will try a little harder. Whenever you look in the mirror, truly and honestly assess where you are and recognize, like I did a long time ago, if your face can get you fired. My face can get me fired if I spew out any compliments to the wrong person. It's a truth. It's a fact. If I tell a pretty girl at work, you look beautiful, she looks at me and says, did Squidward just rape me? I'm done. Because I can't go on TV and go, all I did was say, like, look at that guy. Ugh, you wouldn't want him coming on to you. I know.
He means it differently.
He means something. He's going to do something awful. Look at his face. I'm aware of it. So I just leer at you from a distance. And then fantasize at home. The creepy thing I do is take mental pictures of you without saying a word. And then masturbate to those later in the bathroom. I ain't saying anything to you. You made us creepier. So look in the mirror this morning and go, I'm good looking enough to try. Or I shouldn't say anything to anyone. You know, some people come to work and look fantastic. Not allowed to tell them anymore. End up sitting in HR going, well, here's some paperwork. Here's your severance package. What did I do? You thought Jill's pants looked nice. Oh, but they did. Mm, you're not supposed to notice that. Oh. So what did I do wrong? Well, you told her she looked nice, you son of a bitch. Get out of here. Oh, I got tossed. I just got tossed. I got umped out of the game.
It's multi-purpose.
Oh, I thought I was... So just, HR wants to talk to you. It isn't one of those moments where, yeah, it's...
You're out of here!
Damn it. I got fired today. I told the woman she looked nice. Why would you do that? Think of that. If you told someone that, I got fired, I told the lady she was pretty. Why would you even do that? Like, your friends would be like, why would you... What's wrong with you? Like, that's a bad thing now. I don't know. That's creating it all. And then another lady goes on, I watched this thing last night that I loved. She got abducted by aliens and they took her eggs.
What?
Yeah. She went literally up in a spaceship and they swiped her eggs and then put her back. And she knew it. She said the aliens came and got her. Took her to another dimension, and then she was in her spaceship, and then she woke up, and she knew her eggs were gone.
Have they confirmed she's eggless?
No. They grew back. They do that. But they harvested a few and then popped her back to normal. She broke that. So the car broke down in the middle of the road. That's the key. That's what aliens are looking for, a little car trouble. Aliens look for car trouble.
So she just picked up her groceries at the Piggly Wiggly down there in Alabama and got abducted or what?
Yeah, ironically, they're not saying where she's from, but
exactly.
That's very peculiar. Anyway.
On my way back to the trailer park.
She was in the middle of the road. She alleges her vehicle came to a halt right where the beings were. It's like, oh, no, my car doesn't work, and now these aliens are here. And the next thing she knew, 2 hours had passed, and she was at her friend's house. And she was determined to uncover what just happened. She sought the help of a hypnotist who decades later... and the memories had unearthed that what had happened was they swiped her eggs. She said, when the car rolled to a stop, I looked through the windshield and my eyes kept trying to change what I was seeing because it wasn't a human and I just couldn't recognize it. He had green eyes and a mouth that didn't open. His hat was a tight-fitting cap. I put my head down. I was shaking. I thought, well, I'm going to die. He called my name, said, Sherry, we've been waiting for you. And he told me to get out of the car. Two guys behind with wands came over and grabbed hold of me. A gray claw grabbed my arm, pulled me out of the car. And as soon as they touched me, I stopped shaking and I was calm. The main guy looked familiar. He said, there's work to be done. We are from another dimension. Chillingly, she says she was led towards a field where she said they put her in an otherworldly vehicle and said the Silver Scout ship is around 20 feet in diameter. And it was just, they were just there for her. The head honcho, Sherry refers to as Da, entered the ship and beckoned her to follow when she initially resisted. She says her first steps inside the craft got cold, then she passed out, woke up at a buddy's house, and was eggless. I don't know how you know when you're eggless. But don't tell that lady she's pretty because you could lose her job. She's crazy. Hey, that chick over there that's been abducted by aliens, she looks nice today. Don't say anything. Talk to her about the alien abduction. That's more normal than telling her she's pretty now. Hey, Sherry, how you doing since the alien abduction?
I'm better. You know, I'm still having some tough days.
Just want to let you know I thought you looked pretty.
Ah! Rape!
What? Me? Aliens took your ovaries.
Da!
I need Da to come save me from the ugly guy who thinks I look nice in my low-cut blouse.
Rape!
Ladies, you need to calm down. Being gay, I never hear this in a gay. Never have I ever heard a guy go to Gloria Allred and say that a dude at his work said he looked hot in his jeans. You know what that usually leads to? Bathroom stall sex. Those dudes have it figured out. Hey, Carl.
Yes?
Nice ass. Meet you in the stall. Let's get back to work. They've got it figured out. Never have I seen a guy crying on the news because another guy told him he had a nice ass. I just went up to Carl. I know he's a homosexual. And I told him I wanted to f*** him in the bottom. We went to the bathroom. We had sex. Do you want him fired? Hell no. I want him to come back tomorrow morning early.
He's promoted.
Well, Carl told him he has a nice ass again. Never, ladies. Ever. Even the weakest, most vulnerable gay, if Brett walked up to him today here at work and said, hey, not for nothing. Nice ass.
I like those jorts.
In the stall with you. He'd probably take his pants off. Let's just get this over with now. No guys have that. I could tell Brett that today. Hey, Brett, I know we're not gay and stuff, but your ass looks great in those jeans. Brett's not going to Gloria Allred and getting me fired.
Thanks, Twink. Appreciate that.
Right. He's going to hit me back with some, and we moved on. But God forbid, as an ugly guy, and we're not even talking about something as crass as nice ass. I mean, hey, nice ass. this guy's got to go. We're just saying, you look beautiful. You're a beautiful person. You know that, right?
Holmberg's morning sickness.
I could go to my neighbors right now. Right now. Michael, Troy, nice asses. We're going right to town on it. They got it figured out. Ladies, you're pushing us all that direction.
That's what was going on at all those Diddy parties.
Evidently.
He's knee deep into Carl Winslow.
He banged.
Yes.
Reggie Vell Johnson?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. But,
according to this guy that was talking on 50 Cent's podcast yesterday, he goes, I'm making this up. I'm at a party. Kick down a door, head swings around. It's Carl Winslow. And Diddy is
banging.
Going to town.
Urkel's neighbor?
Yeah.
The cop from Die Hard?
He couldn't find.
And then I thought about
couldn't find someone better than that.
I was going to say, well, I would never tell him he has a nice ass.
Why isn't he like going after Denzel or something like that?
I mean, you're going to do it. Yeah. Here we are being women. That's a rape. Ugly man.
<Caddy. laughs>
Ugly man. Reggie Vell and P. Diddy, you're making me picture that? And Diddy's the top?
I go in there and he's wearing out Carl Winslow.
Oh. With the diet Reggie Vell Johnson had? You're pulling out brats and sauces and soups and rust butt. Nobody that big has a clean ass. Yuck. They eat too many. Every time Reggie Vell Johnson poops, he goes back to clean himself. And the next phrase out of his mouth has to be, this is going to take forever. He makes thigh messes. Nobody should have sex with Reggie Vell Johnson that way. No. And if you see it, you die with that. You take that to the grave. Hey, Reggie Vell Johnson, you got a nice ass. All right, follow me. You don't even fit in a bathroom stall with that guy. Well, thanks for that, Brady. Another Brady detour in the midst of the story.
It all goes away tomorrow.
All right, shoehorn that one in there again.
If you're tired of thinking of P. Diddy, the guy from Family Matters, come to the zoo with me tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Brady. Anyway, no more compliments. No more giving people smiles or nice things. Again. Just don't be nice to anyone anymore. That's the key. This dude in Indianapolis, if you read his, it literally is like he went up and just started making out with her against her will. What he wrote is unbelievable. Like, he caved to the you did something wrong crew so hard that the respect I had had for him yesterday as a guy who didn't do anything wrong is gone. Like, God, I hope you lose your job. You are part of the problem. You're the dude that wants to be so safe with things that aren't bad that you're willing to cave in on. You have no backbone. You're willing to cave in on something. You didn't do a thing wrong. Nothing. But now you just made it so much harder for the future.
He panicked.
Yeah, he completely panicked. I'm going to lose my job. What do I do? You got to apologize to every single person that said you're a bad person. And by the way, they're not going to forgive you. This is what you're known for now. Especially after your apology. Instead of just going out there and going, nothing happened yesterday at all. If Caitlin's upset, I will definitely go to her and say, I meant nothing by that. So if misconstrued, I apologize to you and you only. But to write an article, his whole article, if you read it, you're going to throw up. And what it does is set the table for those lunatics to win in the future.
Because this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
After your little comment you made.
But this is what you meant according to me, police? That's bad. No, no, no. We know what you meant. It's like, I didn't. Yes, you did. And you need to apologize to this mob for it. And he did. And I mean, in one of the most pussy apologies I've ever read in my life. Like, this dude was saving his bacon in every direction. To every single person that may have had an issue. It is a full down on my knees, please don't kill me for doing nothing wrong. Instead of having guts and going, I think my track record stands for itself. I've been doing this for over 25 years and never once has there been a peep of me being a problem. You might have misconstrued what I said. You need to look into that on your own. Nothing bad happened yesterday. I'm moving on. And let the mob scream and yell. They're nuts. Just keep pointing. They're crazy. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why they're after me. But what he did was apologize, give them more power. So the next time a guy says, your hair looks fantastic, Caitlin. I love what you've done. If she gets a haircut, which women used to love when you noticed when their hair was different. I love your hair. It's awesome. Anyway, is he raping her? Is he going to rape her? Just gave them power. You juiced it up. And this dude, I don't know what his problem was.
Greg Doyle. You flip it around and Jason Momoa does a press conference or what have you. Or
yeah.
Goes on The View.
And then you got guys like Antonio Brown, who Caitlin Clark banned because he goes on Twitter. And nobody came after him. It's like, Caitlin Clark banned him. She did what she did. And he said something to the effect that she's, I guarantee you that ain't shaved. And then everybody's like, well, ban Antonio Brown. No, he's too crazy to ban. He doesn't care. The mob ignores people that will fight back. Antonio, you can just yell at Antonio all you want. He's nuts, but they leave him alone. Caitlin did what she was supposed to do. Oh, Jesus. Bans Antonio Brown, which he took great pride in. Now I've been banned by Caitlin Clark, Biden, and Trump. Like, Antonio's bananas.
But, I was trying to get the... It's such a simple post, but...
Yeah, he basically insinuated that she's hairy down there.
Yep. That ain't shaved.
I bet she
keeps that hairy.
Yeah, and it was inappropriate. But nobody's picketing and screaming that Antonio, he can't get a job anyway because he's just nuts. But he's not canceled. He still pops up now and again. But this dude, I mean, come on. And ladies, you got to cool it. Tell your other lady friends, stop. Get the stick out of your ass. That dude just told you to look nice at the Starbucks. How hard is it to walk away with a compliment nowadays? Without running to social media and screaming that you've been assaulted. If Brady walks up to you and says, you are absolutely stunning. I know that's creepy and weird for him to do that because, you know, it's Brady. Tomorrow at the zoo, if Brady goes, wow, you're beautiful. Just walk away and go, the weird old man likes me. As long as he keeps his hands off, it's no big deal. Sticks and stones. If he pursues you or makes it a thing, yeah. Then you can start saying, I need you.
I'm a tiger.
Cracker of the day is what he called her.
Yeah.
See, I want that. He's turning into the Iron Sheik. Antonio Brown might be the worst person on the planet, but he's so far so good with, like, keeping it from getting too far. He's just kind of an asshole.
The WNBA.
Oh, he's hilarious. Cracker of the week is awesome. We need to start a Cracker of the Week award. Nathan Sutherland's Frank Caliendo's Cracker of the Day. And Caitlin blocked him. Like, all right,
I'm going to follow him now just for entertainment. It's like following the Iron Sheik.
Isn't that the point? of, isn't that the point of social media? Is you get somebody, you can delete them. Just block them. It's over. Cracker of the day, though.
That's classic.
If crackerofthedaycom was a thing, I'd be all over it. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I don't like it out there anymore. I was never brave enough to tell girls they look pretty in the first place. I always knew that I was too ugly to do it.
Comfortable.
Yeah, because you recognize you.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it is. You know you're not handsome enough, and you're running the risk then of being told, leave me alone. It's too risky. When you're not great looking, it's too risky to go, you are beautiful. You just know it's not going to work out the way you think. That's why you became wacky and funny. To make up for, you know.
Taking the risks.
Physical shortcomings. And then you had to get their attention different to where they'd look at you and you're like, okay, I'm vibing on this one. She's getting it. She thinks I'm fun. Yeah. I developed, it's called developing a personality. A lot of hot girls don't do that. They live on the hot and then they turn 40 and they got nothing.
But you'd always see, I have a couple of friends that, man, he can deliver that line. That's him. That's his style.
Good looking dude. My friend Kevin wasn't good looking, but he was a risk taker. And I've never seen a guy get swung at more by women in my life.
Because it's a numbers game.
He was shooting for volume. He's like the car salesman of Poon. He'd approach everybody in the lot. Can I help you out today? But he also had a personality. So after he would initially approach, he had some fun stuff. And he was funny. But ugly guys have to have a personality. We have to be fun or have something really good happen to us or rich. If you're good looking and poor, you can walk up to a girl. I find you to be the most beautiful woman in this bar. If I do it, her and her crew, we got to get out of here. They're leaving.
Why? Well, that bald weirdo keeps looking at me and he said I was pretty.
That's horrible. I know better. I'm not wandering.
Follow him. Huh? You got to follow
him. Oh, Antonio Brown is.
Caitlin Clark looks like she keeps it hairy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There's a picture of her. She looks like she's about to sign the Declaration of Independence. That's a picture of her today.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
I mean, it's a dick move, but that's what social media is. You don't like it? Get off of it. You get too many Antonio Browns on your page, just turn it off. But no one will do that.
I got to have it.
But it's bringing you down. Like you got Antonio Brown chasing you around. Shut that down.
I can't.
Cracker of the day.
Cracker of the day is pretty great. You'll hear Brady say it tomorrow.
You are so beautiful.
But he's talking to the animals. Don't get all worked up. Especially when you get into that fish enclosure.
You are my cracker of the day.
My God, look at the lips on that whore.
Brady, that's a fish.
I wasn't talking to you.
Give me that cracker.
Yeah.
I want to feed that animal.
Baby. Oh, cracker of the day.
Do you want your cracker?
Swastika.
Of the day?
Hand me your Uber Eats. I'm going to give it to the hippo.
What a day. Brett, what do you got over there?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me
get big board. Musical fun.
Sorry, I'm watching
Antonio Brown making you laugh. He's a horrible person.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes they're hilarious.
Oh, yeah. All right, Wake Up Song brought to you by Action Ride Shop, getting them trails going again. Well, you got to get that bike tuned up. They got the best wrenches in town over at Action Ride Shop. And if you need a new bike, or right now, 25% off any in-stock bike from Kona or Nuke Proof. Buy any Pike tires right now. Mention KUPD. You're going to get the install for free. And all ladies mountain bike jerseys and shorts
are
20% off.
So, everything's got to go.
That's right. ActionRideShop.com is where you're going to want to go.
Said, John, listening to how your world works makes me so glad I'm a gay man. Being straight sounds scary and complicated, and the rules are changing on you all the time. Just be gay. Yeah, it's tempting. Nathan, email me back. If a guy at work told you, nice ass, Nathan, how fast would you two Usain Bolt right into the men's room and start? It would be so quick. Or you'd just be like, thank you. That's nice, Kevin. I appreciate that. I told Nathan he's got a nice ass today. That's great, Kevin. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yep. I think I'm going to get a beej before work's over.
They're playing hard to get is so much different.
Yeah. It's just you got to tackle them. It's like a breakaway run in the football.
Oh, God. He's on me. Oh.
All right, on the list, it starts back what we were talking about earlier this morning. A System of a Down prison song, Prison Sex from Tool on there. A Hot for Teacher for Britney Zamora. Queen's Killer Bee for Jody Arias, Sepultura on there, The Gorillaz, Ghost, Exodus, Pantera, Skid Row, Avenged, Deftones, Clutch, Static X.
Why is Clint Eastwood okay? Why are we listening to
it? I have no idea. Somebody just threw it on the list.
Not going to make it. Oh, boy. I always see Ghost and I get happy. Dance Macabre. Let's do it. Let's do a little Ghost again. I can play Ghost until I'm blue in the face. Not the new stuff, though. Not a big fan of that last album. Guy says, first off, John, thank God I got married 18 years ago because I'm fat, average size down south on a good day. I don't make a lot of money. I'd be screwed if she left me. I want to, and this is where we get into trouble. I want to find the link for that Starbucks lady and flood her social media with things that make her really uncomfortable. Send me that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make it so. I think she's in Mexico.
She is.
Okay. Do a Facebook search of swastika and see how many pop up. You can get that one. Start telling her, change her name.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Our IT guy's going to come up and go, oh, really?
But Sanskrit. Tell him it's a Sanskrit argument. See how fast your job sticks around. Brett was searching swastikas again.
I met a girl.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. Yes, KUPD.